I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We had planned in the beginning not to have a sermon today, but I can't stand to be here and not wish you a Happy New Year and give you a couple of thoughts before we continue with the prayers of the people. For today is the baptism of Jesus, and we celebrate that. And we celebrate it with the readings that we've been reading about the light in the world, Jesus being the light in the world. But Jesus also is the light, not just for the world, but a light within each of us. Each of us are called to be lights in the world. Each of us are called to exhibit our baptism in what we do. And I'm so excited about being here in this parish, because this parish really does work to demonstrate being light in the world, to reach out to those who are disadvantaged, to the marginalized, to those who are often ignored by others, to be inclusive, to be progressive, to be welcoming, to be forgiving, to be understanding. That's what we are called to be. But we're living in a world that somehow some parts of the Christian church seem to have forgotten that. It appears that way. They might do it on a micro scale with people they know or like, but on a bigger scale, they seem to be ignorant. But Jesus here in this scripture today that I just read is talking about the whole world, not just the part you like, not just the part you think are with you, but everyone. And that's the challenge. We live in a time in which there is on the rise racism, there is on the rise bullying, there is on the rise an ignorance, a non-acceptance of difference. But that's not the way of Jesus. And Jesus is alive and a light within each and every one of us. And so I call us today on this, the baptism of Jesus, or in the Orthodox community, their Christmas Day, where they celebrate, as we did a few days ago, 2 weeks ago, the birth of Jesus. They celebrate it today. Let Jesus be born in this new year in each of us. And let the Holy Spirit that enlightened Jesus at his baptism enlighten us every day of this year ahead. And when we start to think in ways that are racist, or chauvinistic, or exclusive, or pushing people away, remember that we are the lights of Jesus in the world. It is a challenge for all of us, myself included. But when we catch ourselves in that, think again. What would Jesus do? Used to be the common cause of people. But I still think it's an important thing to remember. We are called, in the darkness of the world around us, to be the lights of Christ, which burn within each of us, and we are to bring this gift of light, of love, forgiveness, and restoration to the world in this year of 2018. May God bless us all as we journey and minister. Amen.